January 9th, a chemical spill contaminated the water source for more than 300,000 customers in West Virginia's capital city and the surrounding area. A state of emergency was declared, the National Guard was called in to assist with water distribution, and donations arrived from groups across the country. Around that same time, Sarah Haymond was teaching a lesson to her third grade class at Blackshear Elementary in Marion County. Haymond decided the best way to teach about community service was to coordinate a water drive for the folks affected by the chemical spill.
We had a bunch of snow days, and I came back and I started worrying like the need for that water wasn't as great. And I wanted it to be something that the kids would be excited about, you know, and really feel like they were doing something good. So I started looking up on the internet, different areas in West Virginia that might need water, and I found the town of Bud.
The state of emergency is still in effect for 9 counties. But for the folks in Bud and Alpoca, about 500 people have been on a boil water advisory since September, and it's not a state of emergency. The Alpoca Water Works system is dated and without an operator. The owner is working to turn the utility over to the Eastern Wyoming County PSD, but it's not a simple sale. While the deal is worked out, residents seem to be caught in the middle, purchasing water for things like drinking, laundry, and cooking for about 6 months.
So I showed the students in my class the pictures that I found on the internet from the sinks and the waters, and they couldn't believe it. I mean, for little kids, it's, you know, it's just something they don't think about, you know, not having water. So they were real excited, and they started to bring in more water after that, and now they fully grasp, you know, what it means to do a community service project and what community service is.
The third graders collected about 65 to 70 gallons of water. The shipment arrived at Herndon Consolidated School on Tuesday. The school has served as a central drop-off place for donations and residents to find relief.
We use water in so many ways. Everybody needs water to live. The average body is made of 65% water. A kid my age needs 8 to 12 cups of water a day. We need water to cook our food and to drink.
That's Mackenzie Fluharty. She's one of several Blackshear Elementary third grade students that contributed to the Bud Water Drive. She's reading from a report that explains the lessons she's learned from the project.
Water is also needed to brush our teeth and take showers. Washing clothes and dishes would be an impossible task without water. Water is very important to me. I can't imagine life without water. I can't imagine going to school without taking a shower. I would feel greasy and dirty. I feel sorry for all the people that were affected in the town of Bud. Thinking about how this may have affected them makes me appreciate water a lot more. I think people need to use the water they have wisely. People take advantage of water and don't understand how important it really is. People should finish drinking what they have before getting more. They should also try to take shorter showers. What would you do if you lost water? Try to remember how important it is. As you take a shower, cook dinner, or just grab a glass of water, think about what life would be like without water. So if you have water that is sealed, please send it into the people that don't. It will help people make you feel like a hero.
Mackenzie Fluharty is a West Virginia water hero, sending relief to the folks of Bud. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Jessica Lilly in Athens.